This is Akashvani, a review of this week's Parliament proceedings, read by Navanita Adhikari Srivastav. This was among the shortest weeks of the entire budget session of Parliament this year, but proved to be the most productive in terms of legislative business transacted. As per PRS India website, despite 3 working days on account of 2 holidays, during what would have been the concluding week of this session, the time spent on legislation peaked during this week in both the houses. That reflects in the enactment of 4 acts by the Parliament during this week. Beginning with Monday, the Lok Sabha passed a bill to amend insolvency law to provide for strict timelines and out-of-court settlement option and enable the framework for cross-border insolvency processes. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the House, Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that 12 amendments are being made in the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC. She claimed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code has been a major factor in improving the health of the country's banking sector. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Monday declared that the Maoists are almost eradicated from their den, Bastar in Chhattisgarh. Replying to the debate in the House on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism, Shah said, as many as 12 states were turned into the Red Corridor and the rule of law did not exist there. 20,000 people, including 5,000 security personnel, were killed due to the Naxal violence, he said. The Home Minister alleged that for 60 years, the Congress did not give the tribals houses, water, school or banks. Shah said the then Prime Minister Manmohan Singh had acknowledged that Naxalism was the biggest challenge before the nation, but Congress did nothing about it. The debate was held a day before the deadline for elimination of the Naxals ended. Last year, Shah had announced that the left-wing extremism would end in the country by 31st March 2026. The Home Minister reiterated, be it Naxal violence, Jammu and Kashmir or the Northeast, the Modi government will not tolerate any violence. Shah gave credit for the success against the Maoists to the Central Armed Police Forces, especially the brave soldiers of Cobra and CRPF, security agencies, Chhattisgarh Police, DRG personnel and tribal inhabitants. Earlier participating in the discussion, Saptagiri Ulaka of Congress cited that it was the UPA government that launched Operation Green Hunt and created the Cobra Battalion to deal with the Naxal threat. Meanwhile, Lok Sabha proceedings were adjourned briefly on Monday during 0 hour following protests by opposition members demanding a discussion on the West Asia crisis. In response, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju assured that the government would work together with the opposition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has already made a statement in both houses on the West Asia crisis, he said. The Rajya Sabha on Monday took up the discussion on the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 with several members participating in it. While members of the ruling NDA alliance stressed on the importance of the bill, opposition parties suggested referring the bill to a select committee. Opposition members Tiruchi Shiva DMK, Sanjay Singh AAP, Muhammad Nadeemul Haq TMC, Sanjay Yadav RJD and Mujibullah Khan BJD demanded the government must give due respect to the CAPF personnel for their work and sacrifices for the nation. BJP member Sudhanshu Trivedi sought to allay fears of the opposition, saying the legislation averts confusion and overlapping provisions. Mujibullah Khan of Biju Janata Dal and Congress member Digvijay Singh asserted that the bill has been introduced solely to overturn and nullify a Supreme Court verdict. Meanwhile, BJP MPs staged a walkout from the Rajya Sabha on Monday to protest alleged derogatory remarks made by Lok Sabha MP and BJP leader Nishikant Dubey against Odisha's former Chief Minister Biju Patnaik. Lok Sabha on Wednesday approved a bill seeking to recognize Amravati as the permanent capital of Andhra Pradesh, with the opposition Congress also supporting it along with the NDA. The YSR Congress Party opposed the bill during the debate and walked out of the House in protest when it was being passed. The bill, which would prevent any future bid to the alter decision to make Amravati the sole and permanent capital of Andhra Pradesh, was passed in the Lok Sabha by a voice vote, fulfilling an aspiration of Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, whose Telugu Desam Party is a key constituent of the ruling NDA. Responding to a nearly two-hour-long debate on the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai thanked the members for supporting the Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly resolution. Earlier initiating the debate on the bill, Congress member Manikam Tagore said his party fully supports the legislation but also wants special status for Andhra Pradesh. Supporting the bill, BJP member CM Ramesh said, "This is the first time in the history of independent India that a bill has been brought to Parliament to declare the capital of a state." Participating in the debate, TDP member and Union Minister Chandrasekhar Pemmasani appealed the House to pass the bill unanimously. However, TDP's arch rival YSR Congress Party strongly opposed the legislation. YSR CP member P.V. Midhun Reddy demanded a definite timeline for compensation to farmers whose land has been acquired to build Amravati. Once the bill becomes an act, Amravati will be legally recognized as the capital of Andhra Pradesh with effect from June 2, 2024. Meanwhile, members of the ruling party and opposition traded barbs in the Lok Sabha today over the second edition of the Jan Vishwas bill. While the BJP termed it as the largest decriminalizing exercise in India's history, the Congress alleged that the proposed legislation will promote corruption and weaken the rule of law. Moving Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provision Bill 2026 for consideration and passage in the Lok Sabha, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, "The bill seeks to enhance the ease of doing business and ease of living by decriminalizing minor offences. It proposes to amend 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries," he said. Initiating the debate on the bill, Congress MP Chamala Kiran Kumar Reddy said, "This bill does not build public trust but betrays it." Speaking in support of the bill, Bharatiya Janata Party MP Tejasvi Surya hailed Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the forward-looking reform. Samajwadi Party MP Harendra Singh Malik raised concerns over the bill and said it would weaken the accountability of crime. Under the second edition of Jan Vishwas Bill, a total of 784 provisions are being proposed to be amended, and majority of them decriminalizing a raft of minor offences. This exercise builds on the success of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provision Act 2023, the first consolidated legislation to systematically decriminalize minor offences across multiple acts. The Rajya Sabha on Wednesday passed two bills, the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 and the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026. The Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code has already been passed by the Lok Sabha on 30th March. The Upper House also adopted a statutory resolution which seeks to amend the 8th Schedule to the Finance Act 2020 in order to levy special additional excise duty on aviation turbine fuel and prescribe a rate of 50 rupees per litre on ATF. The Rajya Sabha skipped the lunch hour and took up the resolution at 1 p.m. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the resolution and the House adopted the same with a voice note. The House then took up the discussion on the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 with several members participating in it. The opposition, however, staged a walkout expressing dissatisfaction with the response after their demand for sending the bill to a parliamentary panel for further scrutiny was rejected. Replying to the discussion, Minister of State Home Nityanand Rai said, "The objective of the proposed legislation is improving cadre management with the CAPFs and thereby boosting their operational efficiency." The CAPF's General Administration Bill 2026 provides that to appoint officers from the Indian Police Service and CAPFs, half of the post will be filled by deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the post by deputation in the rank of Additional Director General. Leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said the members wanted the bill to go to a select committee of the House. Opposing the bill, Kharge alleged that the bill will adversely impact on morale and career progression of CAPF officers. Responding to Kharge, Leader of the House J.P. Nadda accused the opposition of disrespecting parliamentary procedures and said they had no genuine interest in the discussion. Several opposition members earlier raised the issue of officers in the CAPFs receiving promotions at a significantly slower pace compared to their counterparts in the IPS. The House then took up the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill. Replying to the debate on the IBC Bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code has contributed to the health of Indian banking sector and helped recover assets." The minister said that the code has played an effective role in the recovery of non-performing assets. Thanks to the framework established by the IBC, companies are now performing significantly better than before in resolving insolvency-related cases, she said. During the discussion, MPs from opposition parties described the IBC Amendment Bill as a measure that would further precipitate economic inequality. The ruling party, however, asserted that the bill would accelerate reforms and strengthen India's economy. Earlier, during question hour on Wednesday, the government accused the opposition of playing politics on the West Asia crisis, a time when the country should be united in the face of the West Asia conflict. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also had a heated exchange of words with Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge. The Parliament passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 after the Lok Sabha approved it on Thursday with a voice vote. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. Replying to the debate on the bill, Nityanand Rai accused the opposition of trying to score political points in the debate and said they are trying to create confusion over the bill. The post in the ranks of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by deputation only, it proposes. As the House took up the debate, opposition MPs demanded sending the bill to a parliamentary panel for comprehensive discussion and deliberation. Mahua Moitro of TMC said the proposed law seeks to override judicial directions on cadre review and promotions. Mohit Patil of NCP called the bill injustice for CAPF personnel. Sudama Prasad of CPI ML Liberation said the bill will demoralize the CAPF personnel. During the zero hour on Thursday, BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj lashed out at the TMC over the ghirao of several judicial officials in West Bengal's Malda district during the special intensive revision of electoral rolls. Also, during the zero hour on Thursday, Speaker Om Birla cautioned union ministers and MPs against having long conversations in the House when proceedings were underway and warned that he will name them in future. Soon after the Lok Sabha passed the CAPF General Administration Bill 2026 by voice vote on Thursday evening, the House was adjourned till April 16th amid indications that the government may bring a bill to increase seats in Lok Sabha and state assemblies to implement the Women's Reservation Law. Meanwhile, in the upper house, Minister of State Home Nityanand Rai, while replying to the over 2 hour debate on the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026, speaking on the bill, Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU said Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar are the most important and trusted allies of the National Democratic Alliance, right from the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led government to the present Narendra Modi-led regime. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, who hails from TDP, pointed out that Andhra Pradesh is the only bifurcated state in India that was left without a capital city following the state's reorganization in 2014. That's all in Parliament Review.